The sounds of progress aren't always music to everyone's ears. Take this example along Broadway in Hildebrand. The 20-month project began in January 2013 and will be completed this summer. But when John Linscog, the brains behind Cheesy Jane's Burgers, approached the city for help with lost sales, the city told him there's nothing they could do.
It's just the cost of progress. My only, I guess, frustration is that out of a $15 million bond issue, that there can't be some help for lost sales. But I must say that the city's been really good to work with.
Linscog says there is a light at the end of this tunnel, but he's seen up to 40% in lost business because Broadway's been all torn up in front of Cheesy Jane's. That's why the city came up with a business assistance pilot program for Blanco Roads construction.
We have an obligation to keep businesses open if they're suffering as a result of work that we've done.
It's District 1 Councilman Diego Bernal told his colleagues at Thursday's council meeting that Blanco Road hasn't been touched in decades. Not all council members like the program, which will loan businesses money for their utility bills. Even though a possible 100 businesses could be eligible along Blanco, the city expects only 25 to take part. Councilman Ron Nuremberg doesn't think the city should be obligated to help out, because construction is just a part of progress.
The concern I have is that it creates a policy. Even if it is a pilot, it does create a policy. It puts us on a path as a city that says, we're going to fill that gap.
Cheesy Jane's has been okay during the Broadway construction because owner John Linscog bought two food trucks to take his business out to people instead of them coming to the restaurant.
It helps to keep the employees employed.
City leaders say if the pilot is successful, the program could extend to other areas where construction is hitting businesses hard. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.